Before any building is ever built, engineers always make a model in order to gain a visual reference on what the building should look like at the end of its construction. What if I told you that there is a model in the Bible, and the model is of Bible students and what we should look like? In the Bible, God calls his students of noble mind. These model students are found in the city of Berea. Go ahead and turn to Acts chapter 17, and we're going to be reading verses 10 through 15. That's Acts 17, 10 through 15. So we can get a mental reference of how different these students were compared to other countries Paul visited. Starting in verse 10, "Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was preached by Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the crowds. Then immediately the brethren sent Paul away to go to the sea, but both Silas and Timothy remained there. So those who conducted Paul brought him to Athens, and receiving a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him with all speed, they departed." After reading the text, we read that the students of Berea had a noble mind for God's word. And what does that mean? Well, a noble-minded person has high intellectual and ethical traits. When you sit here tonight, are you of noble mind? Paul was dumbfounded by the faith and dedication of the students in Berea. They understood the Bible on a more advanced level because they thought on a higher level. In Psalms 119, verses 161 and 162, in James 1, chapter 1, verse 21, God tells us to be more fair-minded when it comes to Scripture. These students still had more traits we need in our studies. The students of Berea searched the Scriptures daily. They didn't have a complete, compact Bible like we do in the 21st century. They didn't have chapters, verses splitting up the Bible. They had to search through all of the Bible daily, and it took a tremendous amount of physical work, yet they still searched. They were consistent. God tells us in the Bible to read and learn from Scripture. If you would, turn to Romans chapter 15, and we're going to go ahead and read verse 4. Romans 15, verse 4. Starting in verse 4, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Another verse, 1 Timothy 4:13, talks about, "Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine." Are we as zealous as the students of Berea when it comes to our Scripture reading? Even more so, the students were honest. What do I mean by that? Well, while Paul was preaching in the synagogue, the students would search the Scriptures daily, as we quoted before, to find out whether these things were so, verse 11. They wanted to make sure that they were being taught the truth. They were not going to take man's word for it, but God's word. Many denominations will choose to listen to man blindly and never question what the preacher has to say. It's a huge deception that anyone can fall into. It doesn't matter how credible the person sounds. Man is still man, and the Bible is more credible than anything we have. To top it all off, the students were prepared. They didn't leave their Bibles at home. They came with all readiness of mind, the Bible says, verse 11. What does "with all readiness of mind" mean? It means forward mind, stretching the mind forward, anxious to learn. Before we get into the car going to church, are you anxious about what you're going to learn today? Do you have the zeal of Berea? We need to have the readiness of mind the people of Berea had. As children of God, we must look at Berea and try to mold our scripture habits and attitude to them. We must try to have a noble mind for scripture, search the scriptures daily, be honest in study, be prepared in study. And at the end of it all, we're still human. We will make mistakes. Maybe you don't search the scriptures daily or are honest in study. Maybe you are weak and of heavy laden. Come to God and He will give you rest. If you are not a Christian, you need to follow the Lord's plan of salvation, not man's plan, but the Lord's. Do not be like Felix in Acts chapter 24, verse 25. How dare you procrastinate your salvation? You killed the Son of God. I killed the Son of God. How dare you procrastinate your salvation? The steps are simple. You must hear the word of God, Romans 10, 17. Believe the gospel, John 20, 30, 31. Repent of your sins, Luke 13, 3. Confess, Romans 10, 9 through 10. Be baptized, Acts 2, 38. And live faithfully, Revelations 2, 10. Are you a Christian tonight? I plead for you to come. Unlike the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8, we have heated water, clean water. We have clean, pure, white towels to dry yourself. Unlike the eunuch, we have all these luxuries where he would have most likely would have been baptized in a pond or lake, dried with anything they had in the chariot. But yet, people still will not come to God. They will procrastinate like Felix. Again, I plead for you to come as together we stand and sing.